Karen Foote has been a special education teacher for 28 years. She works at the Academy of Arts, Careers, and Technology with high school students. She spoke with Reno Youth Radio reporter Hannah Mills about her job and what she's learned along the way. Here's their conversation.
So how long have you been a special ed teacher?
I have always been a special ed teacher my entire career, so I've been a special ed teacher for 28 years.
What have you learned or picked up on about students with special needs over the years that you've been teaching special education?
Well, I think the biggest lesson I've learned over the years is that kids with special needs are really just like all the other kids. Every kid has strengths and every kid has weaknesses. Some kids with special needs might just need a little more help or support, or they all need something different, really. The other thing I've learned is that family involvement is really important. If we can maintain contact and communication, the student and the family and the teacher, it's really a good recipe for success.
What are some of your favorite memories working with special ed students?
Oh gosh, I'm trying to think about best memories, and there are just so many that it's really hard to say. I would just have to generalize and say that I've just met so many great students and so many great parents, and it's so much fun to see everyone's success and see how much they grow and watch kids succeed and know that you might have helped them a little bit to do that, and watching them, graduate. I love graduation. I go every year. And seeing that your kids that you used to work with are in college, or, it's just It's the best part of it.
So let's switch the gears here. What are some of the worst memories?
Oh, this is it's gonna get hard. So you get really close to all your kids, and so it's really hard to see them make bad decisions. And then besides that, sometimes not because of their own fault, but I've been to a couple funerals for kids, which is really, really hard. That's tough. When you lose kids, you feel like you're losing your own kids, because they are like your own kids.
Is there anything you'd like to say about special education teaching and, the students with special needs that you'd like to talk about here?
I would just say it's been a great career, and I really can't imagine doing anything else with my life. I'd want to warn people that not to judge people, or if they are classified as special needs, because I really think that I have a hard time with the labels of it. We're all kind of in this world together, and we're all just trying to figure it out. So, especially as teenagers, teenagers are pretty much all struggling with something. So if anyone can be there for them, regardless of whether they have a label or not, then just do what you can to help all teenagers.
Do you have any motivational words for students who have special needs?
I would just say be yourself, because you know what? Some of the most brilliant people I've met, have the label of special needs, but in some areas they are so brilliant and so above and beyond, skilled in some areas. So I don't know, just everyone should just appreciate their strengths and work on their weaknesses and just do their best.
That was our Reno Youth Radio reporter Hannah Mills speaking to special education teacher Karen Foote. Reno Youth Radio is a unique partnership between KUNR and the Washoe County School District to elevate the voices of high school students and teach them how to be radio reporters.